Now, a recent Drinks Industry Ireland report showed that 2,100 pubs in this country have closed their doors since 2005. Well, you can add another one to that number, as last Saturday night, the Firtha Bar in Carrickshaven closed its doors after 37 years of business, almost 40 years since 1988. Alana Kelleher is the second generation publican who runs the pub that was opened by her dad, Noel, in 88. She came to the difficult decision to close, and I spoke to her about the pressures of running a business, of being self-employed, and the trading conditions that contributed to the very tough decision to call it a day.
Well, I suppose there's many factors that have, you know, that have come into this decision. We're in business since for 37 years. So yeah, you're dead right. This has been the toughest decision ever. But over the last few years, it's just increasingly got harder to operate these places. The expectations on ourselves as being self-employed to keep the door open, you know, 7 days a week, morning, noon and night. It's just got overwhelming. The costs of everything and the expectations have all gone up throughout the years. And it's just not viable anymore. And I suppose it's just trying to learn that, you know, there's life outside it, that, you know, we have poured our life into this and can't make a living out of it anymore. So it's just time to move on now. Yeah, I could write a book on all the reasons. It's just trying to wrap it up into a conversation is so hard.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell me about the start. When did you, 1988, your dad?
1988. So we came out of the Daniel O'Connell, which was a hotel just down the road from us. And at the time, this place became available. There was a guy that my dad was always so grateful to. His name is Paddy Griffin. So Paddy gave him the opportunity to lease the place for 2 years and then to sell on at what dad always said was a really fair price. So he gave him a great, like a leg up. We wouldn't be here only for him. So there was myself, my sister and dad. My mother died years ago. So it was the three of us in the equation from this family business. And we just worked very hard from the very beginning. Dad gave it his all. It was his pride and joy. And then about 15 years ago, I had gone away when I was 18, 19, and I had done hotel management. So I decided to return home about 15 years ago. And myself and Dad ran it then for good many years, and then he passed away 7 years ago. So it left me here, and it's very hard to run a place actually on your own, which there's so much expectations out of. And it just got increasingly difficult. I have a beautiful son. He's 10 years old, Harvey. And I suppose as a young mother, there's more to life now than just these four walls, you know?
Yeah.
And especially when it's much quieter times, you're giving up an awful lot of your energy and time into something that just isn't working anymore.
Has the business, or we've heard from publicans and the Vintners Federation would have their statements as well on the way things are going, what they want the government to do to help businesses like you, but the nature of the business has changed. I mean, pubs, like I'm a publican's son. I see it from when I was behind the bar when I was younger. It's a totally different business now. The drinking is a totally different level. It's much more about food, but that adds on then to the pressures of getting your ingredients in. I'd imagine the cost of things going up. And then the whole staff area is a lot different to what it was even 20 years ago.
Oh, I mean, I would definitely say, like, I'll definitely have to give a shout out to, we have had the most incredible staff come through the door. Even here on Saturday night when we had our final night, the amount of them that showed up was just lovely. But over recent times, and I could go back and thank so many of them for so many different reasons, but like we've had a girl, Geraldine Reardon, here with us. I have to mention her because she has just been a backbone here over the last few years. But the thing about it is harder and harder to get staff. So people do say, oh, there's no jobs. There is jobs. It's just that, yes, if you go into a bar, you have to work the weekend. We have always worked Christmases, always worked, you know, all the bank holidays, all the times when everyone else is off having fun, we are working. And that is the life we choose, you know, but there is a point then, I suppose, that when it's not comfortable in business anymore to keep it going from one end of the year, it feels like gambling, you know, that you're just trying to keep that door. It's just slogging work, you know.
Like, did you have to make a decision? It's all September, right? The season is coming to an end, if not ended in some parts of Kerry. You have to make a decision. Am I going to be here in March? How much am I going to have to be able to be here in March? What I have to do for another season? That you have to forward plan, forward project.
I have watched my phone over the last 4 months, every day watching people announcing that they were closing on the 31st of August. This was happening in June and July. People knew that the season wasn't good enough, that we had so much ground to make to keep this open. And by the time, like July, I knew if we weren't going to have the best August that we've had in 37 years, I knew that I was out of the race. I knew I couldn't see Christmas. And, you know, when they see places closing for a day or two, or maybe for a month or two throughout the year, that's to save costs. It's not to go on holidays. It's to save costs. It's to save ourselves. I mean, we are blessed down here in South Kerry. We are surrounded by Portmagee, Valentia, Waterville. We were the capital of South Kerry, Carsevine. It's the most beautiful spot. But for so long, we've been listening to how this is all going to change. But unfortunately, I'm probably the first one out of the race waiting for this greenway that we're always talking about. It's just taking too long. They just have simply kind of ignored us a little bit, even though there's all the talk in the world. But the effects are starting. I'm sitting here now in one of the most beautiful bars, empty and closed. And then it's such a shame. It's devastating.
Yeah. Elena, how much did the rising cost of doing business, whether it was your food costs, your ingredients or utilities rates, how much did that contribute to the difficulties?
Oh, it's considered to the majority of it. Like everyone, you know, you think that the price of food has gone up, and obviously the debate constant is the price of a pint of Guinness. Now, I have gone out and bought a milkshake that's just handed to me by someone that doesn't smile at me, just throws me a milkshake, and it could cost €7. The price of a pint down here is €5.80, which I, as a publican, think is very reasonable because I know what goes into trying to, like, you will pay for someone to stand behind the bar. If you go into a pub, you've got someone's time on your hands there. They're standing there. They'll talk to you. You don't get an ice cream and the shop assistant will give you an hour talking to you to have that ice cream.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You don't get the option of a top class chef in the kitchen that will give you a bowl of soup and a slice of bread. But they are top class chefs. They're able to turn steaks for €40 if the environment was there to do it. You know?
Yeah.
But so an awful lot of costs. The margins are so small. And you like that, it has got in the day of, let's say, when we were growing up in my father's time, like there was women that would sit there and they'd have their dinner. And if we were busy, you know, these are all the beautiful stories. They'd go, I get up and I'll go in and do wash up for you. And they'd jump in. Now you would have the health inspector saying, well, she's not employed here. She can't be behind that area because she hasn't got the proper clothes. Like, it's just so different. And there's so much red tape and regulations. And like I say, the expectations have become so high. Food was always 12 to 3, 6 to 9. So you had one crowd coming in, doing a bit of lunch and then going home, and one person on the evening. Now everyone, the times have changed. Like they'll eat at 4 in the evening, or they want to eat at 10 past 9 instead of coming at 9.
Yeah.
You know, and you just go, all of this, it's starting to kill the small person, you know. And there was a man in here during the summer, and he said to me, he came from New York, and he goes, you know, if I was in New York and I got this seafood chowder, you just wouldn't get it anywhere. And I said, I know. And he goes, why is it so quiet? And I said, I just don't know. I don't know. Yeah. The people aren't on the ring. We're completely reliant on who's on the ring for the day. That is what has taken me through the summer. You know, and the summers have got so short as well. They used to be 12 weeks. Then it was 3 months. Now it's 8 weeks. And now anyone in business can tell you it's really down to 3 or 4 weeks where And you have staff employed all year round for
All year
those
round.
3 months,
And look, and we know like at the time the figures are out now for July was poor, August was better. However, the spend for August was down 9%.
I know.
So the spend is down, so that's impacting on ye. You have your cost to consider, and then you have, I suppose, will you get those costs back next year? And you just have to make a call on it. What do you think the impact will be on Caith Savine, or what's the reaction you've got to a pub that's almost 40 years closing?
Well, I mean, I was here on Friday and there was grown men crying going out the door,
Yeah.
and then I suppose too, the impact will be we will close, but another door will open. Everyone knows that you are what you are, and I kind of feel a bit like it's bittersweet. There is a lot of opportunities for new businesses. There are startup grants and everything, but for people that have been in business for years, we're so self-sufficient and haven't asked really for much that now when we're in trouble, there's really no one to go to,
Yeah.
you're
Yeah.
so yes, I will close, but I have no doubt that in another few years, more and more will come on the scene. So that I'm not worried about Carsevine for its future like that, but it's just a shame for my regulars and for the history that came with the place, because I would, if it was viable, I would still soldier on,
Yeah. 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 And it's the
But
you're
I
a
do
small business
know.
owner, you're working every hour, you're not paid really for what you're doing in terms of the amount of work that you're putting in compared to working for somebody else. Did all that come into it when you made that decision? Like, as a family business, were you like, do you feel, and I don't mean this in a glib way, do you feel, oh my God, I failed my father or I failed the family by closing it, even though
Are
that's not what
you
it's
trying to make
about?
me cry?
No, I'm not, but it's just I'm picturing a family business, and we're seeing really the end of so many family businesses because they circumstances change, children get educated, they go in a different direction. It's not always possible, but someone has to make the decision that that can be, a difficult part, a very difficult part for us.
Oh, absolutely. And if I look out the window here and I look up and down the street, the people that are still in business and the people, well, there's loads of newcomers too, of course. But
Yeah.
if you have the likes of Camo's restaurant, Camo took over from Mary. You have Kitty King's back the street. Grace is there from Kitty's. They're like, these are all people that exactly like me continued on, couldn't let go. Now they're all doing very well for themselves, but there's a different story behind every building, and
Yeah.
there's difference in, obviously there was me and Dad, now it's back to me. So, as in when you have two or three, or you might have a family, it's slightly different, or other people might have another business behind that again. That might they might their heart is in one
Yes,
business,
yeah.
but the
But
finances
they
are in the
need
other.
to. Yeah,
You know what I
yeah.
mean? So every story is different. So you could never compare one to the other, even though they might look like and like, they're not the same,
Yeah.
But like it is very hard to think that. Yeah, of course it is. I mean, I would have loved to have kept it going, but
Yeah.
yeah.
It's just there comes time you have to be brave enough to make that call to say.
And going back to my dad, I do think my father would have said to me, "Now you did everything you could. We've had lip syncing, we've had karaoke machines, we've had big bands, small bands, we've had everything we possibly could, and we've had a great time. Don't get me wrong, this has been an absolute privilege of a job.
Yeah,
The amount of
and
people,
provided lots of employment for the time as
oh,
well,
throughout the
over the
years, yeah,
years.
hundreds of people, But the thing about it is, in some ways, I'm glad I came to the decision. And if it had been just a little bit better this summer, I would have gone, I'll see it up to Christmas and see can I get through next summer. And for me and my son, the best thing actually for me to do is I've done my time now. And you know what? We've enjoyed it. It's been lovely. So many friends, so many great memories. But there's the next chapter now, and there's so many possibilities. The one thing about being self-employed is I really do feel that we're all-rounders. We know the books, we know the hard work, we know how to
Yeah.
talk, So
Yeah.
why wouldn't we be an asset to somebody else, and
Yeah.
get credit for it?
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
And plus being self-employed, there is the fact that when you're trying to get a mortgage, it's next to impossible because you've got an inconsistent incoming. You know, we our health benefits, our sick pay, or when I think back to my maternity leave, I took less than 3 months at the time because I felt I have to get back to work. And, you know, when I look at other families and everything, that's not acceptable for them, but it becomes acceptable for the self-employed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And our lives are just as important as anybody else's, you know. So so now it's time to give myself a break and to I'll definitely be getting a job and I'll definitely go out working as hard as I've done here for somebody else. I really feel that I'm not gonna just coast by, you know.
Yeah.
But
it's
just I still will have 2 days off without feeling the worry of it.
Yeah. And it is a worry. It's 24/7 when you're running your own business, trying to keep it going, get it off the ground. How much will you miss it, Alana?
Oh, listen, my whole life is about to change. You know, like I look ahead at Christmas and I suppose, oh.
It's okay. Take your time.
Like, it's just been our lives.
The memories, the Christmas time, the people you'd meet year on, year out.
But then also I look ahead at Christmas and I suppose what I would have been thinking this year is, who am I going to get to work? What's going to happen? Where, you know, as in, can I? You'd be looking to the other side of it nearly. That's the other side. I don't know why I get teary-eyed every now and again, because I have to keep thinking about, you're thinking about the past. This is looking ahead to the future. You know, you think about, like, you think about how hard those couple of weeks are going to be when you're a mom, where is Harvey going to be, how much time you have with him. But then, of course, you know, you have to work while the work is there. You have to work it as hard as you can. And you can't get people in to do everything for you because that's just not the way small businesses are run. You know, it's not a walking around in heels job. It's you load up for the dump. You're doing the bottles. You're doing everything, you know, and you've got help for the rest of it. But the thing about it is that so this year I should be, instead of getting sad, thinking of what am I going to do because I have so much time on my hands, you know, is that I suppose I'm going to look ahead and go, I have a lot more time with him and for my friends as well. You know, people kind of forget to ask you to stuff because they're so used to you saying, I can't go everything. So now like that, it's going back to just going, oh, wow, guys, I can go out a night at Christmas. I can, you know, just have a life outside it now. But it will be away. Very hard. It will be very hard.
Look, Lana, the other point about it, I suppose, is pubs closing and quite a number of them. A lot of them family operations have closed over the last 10 to 15 years as the nature of business has changed. But we are losing something. Is there an important point about, I suppose, people supporting local when they're thinking about where they'll go, what they'll spend?
Well, I just think, you know, we can all talk. We can all talk about this place. Oh, they should be open. If you are not inside in a place, if you don't go in, if you don't support, people cannot keep businesses going on what people think. Like, you have to go in and support your local business. Otherwise, they will all suffer and they will all eventually. Like, we're like that second generation. Like I was saying earlier on, you've all the second generation. Would I contemplate leaving this to the third because it's got so hard? No. No, I knew I was going to be out by that stage because it does feel like it's nearly better to be working. Now, there's different brackets of all of this, but when you're working for somebody else, there's a lot more comes with it than what's expected when you're working for yourself. So like that, as in when all the second generation people go out of all these fabulous companies that are all over Kerry, what's coming in then? I don't know. Do you know, as in, like, they will be businesses, but they will be rotating businesses. They will open and they will do what they'll do. Like, our hearts are in this, like, do you know what I mean? Like, this is not, and this is where sometimes you're running it with your heart, not your head, you know, but a lot of it, it'll be very hard to find the places like this in 10 years' time. They might be mechanic, they might open up and look like as authentic as this, but they're
an
not.
An Irish pub, yeah, yeah, but they won't
they're
be the
not.
Same. They won't be running the same way.
They're not, because the guys that I talk about that broke my heart going out the door last Friday, grown men crying, you know, coming in off buses from Ballinskellig, from Valencia, these men know me since I'm 10 years old, 12 years old. I might have gapped for a tiny bit, but like,
yeah.
I know their life stories more than, like, they know everything about me. I know everything about them. I've had so much time talking to these people. And like, it's going to be very hard for people to find that again.
Yeah, that's a loss to the community as well. That's for sure.
You know.
Well, look, Alana, look, thanks for being so honest and telling the story of the Fuerta Bar and your family. And I know you'll be missed by a lot of people and the pub will be missed by a
thank
lot of
you.
People. But thanks for telling me the story of it this morning.
Okay, listen, thank you so much, Sherry.
Yeah, there you go. That's Alana Kelleher of the Fuerta Bar in Carra Sabhain, which closed on Saturday night after 37 years of trading, opened by her family, opened by her father in 1988, raised in the pub, working in the pub for the majority of those years. And for those reasons, saying, look, can't go on any further. If you have a view on that, if you're self-employed, do you see your own business in what she's talking about in terms of house 24/7, the healthcare support, the sick leave, the time off just isn't there in the same way as if you were working for somebody else. And then the story of so many pubs closing because of the price pressures. You can only put up the price of a pint by so much or charge so much for food when your input costs are going up. And that whole side of it now, which I'm hearing from all sorts of business owners, the management of staff are trying to get staff in the current situation is very, very difficult to try and pay them, to try and get them going, to try and keep them working. All of those things are becoming increasingly a challenge for in hospitality in particular.